Hello there, I'm Ravi, and a warm welcome to the Gender, Diversity, and Inclusion in the Workplace Training Program for Focal Points and Team Leaders. This program is for anyone passionate about building gender equity, diversity, and inclusion in the workplace. Throughout this course, you may pause or return to a previous slide at any time. You will take part in a final quiz at the end of the course. Let's get started. Gravitation. What makes us human? We question anything and everything. What? Where? Why? When? Which? Every single one of these questions has brought us to an exploratory phase, which enabled us in understanding the physical world better. In the domain of physics, let's pose these obvious questions. Why do objects fall towards Earth when dropped from a certain height? Why do birds have to flap their wings to fly and glide? Why can't we fly? All these questions have something in common. This training video is designed to explain Accenture's Future of Work point of view. It provides key steps in making location decisions and introduce omni-connected experiences. Accenture Capacity Planning Tool is a demand-based resource planning tool that can aid public safety clients to conduct their current and future state scenarios. Let's take an example. Mr. Ravi works for an MNC, has a CTC of Rs. 20 lakhs per annum, wants to plan for his 4-year-old daughter Aisha's higher education when she is 20 years of age. Let's see how can we help him in planning for her education corpus of Rs. 10 lakhs in today's term. Step 1. Using TVM calculator, first calculate future cost of today's higher education, that is, future value, by using TVM financial calculator. Enter the required fields and press calculate to get the future value. A green building is one whose construction, operation, and maintenance creates minimal impact on the environment. Its design is climate responsive, and utmost care is taken while constructing it to minimize negative environmental impacts. Green buildings typically lead to 30 to 50% reduced operational water consumption, 20 to 30% reduced operational energy consumption, and will contribute heavily towards achieving the 30 to 35% reduction in our national GHG emissions intensity